You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we can all agree that sometimes smaller things can be appreciated.
Is this about your...
More than bigger things, right?
Is this about...
If it is, I want to leave the room.
No, you don't. Come on, don't. That's going to make him feel weird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Erica.
Yes.
No, don't do that.
It's not about the size of the ship.
Thank you.
It's the motion of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a bigger ship is always better.
Okay. A bigger ship is always better?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to the people who perished on the Titanic, okay?
Erica.
It was the
to
unsinkable.
A point.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm working on a theory here. I know Erica likes
a theory.
What?
There's something about smaller food that is better. The smaller the food, the better.
Are you with, welcome to my
are you
world.
With me on this? Okay.
I am a tapas guy. I am at a point in my life where I don't know that I'll ever eat a whole steak again.
I don't believe you at all.
I don't want a lot of anything. I am at a point where I don't. Like, nothing turns me on when it comes to food. It's like, when I think about Five Guys, that used to turn... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let me
Keep
just...
going, would you? Oh, boy. When he thinks about Five Guys, they used to turn him on, but baby, not anymore.
I feel like Five Guys is like three meals now.
Yeah.
It's just too... I want... But I love
this
it.
This is why I it haven't had good. A Five Guys burger in like 15, 20
years. Oh, burgers
years.
Are... Yeah, those are good, too. No.
Yeah, that's easy. That's one setting.
What do you mean by smaller food,
so,
though?
Okay, you're on to something.
But you're not a tapas guy.
No, my wife is. She studied abroad in Spain, so this is a very big thing.
Yeah.
But we've got, so with kids, you kind of have to hack them a little bit, and no pun intended, into like eating certain foods or whatever. And so we'll make burgers. I don't really want to eat a burger, but we make sliders.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now I'm eating a slider and going, why would I ever eat a burger again?
Why would you ever eat a burger?
These sliders are... And you ever had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel? Delicious. Trader Joe's has mini bagels.
Shut your face.
Just a little mini breakfast sandwich. All of a sudden, you're like, I've seen the light.
Are you eating two, though?
Like three or four, but yeah.
So that's where I'm
what
not sure.
What are you doing? No, you just ruined
There's
the
something about it. It's a smaller bite. It's better. Yeah. And it's still, I think, less.
It's indescribable, but it is better.
It is better, yeah. And now I'm looking around the house and I'm thinking, we've been getting mini M&Ms. My wife makes
cookies. Oh, those are so much better. And mini Skittles.
Yes, the
mini Skittles.
I didn't know they made mini Skittles.
Yeah,
buddy.
Do they make mini Starbursts now?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they're not wrapped.
They're bulk.
And you just...
Yeah, but then they just kind of, you got to keep them in the right room in your house. Mm. Otherwise, it's one giant Starburst. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's
yeah, my wife makes cookies, and instead of putting M&Ms, she puts mini M&Ms in.
So
and it's
good.
So
more
much better.
The candy shell, too.
And yes, yes. And the last thing, I will crown.
Hold on, hack.
Okay. There might be science behind this.
You are on to something so big that we shouldn't be doing this on the air.
Oh, we should keep it under wraps, maybe?
Like, if, much the same as my genius idea of the fridge restaurant.
Oh,
what's the fridge restaurant,
buddy. You've said that on air. No one has stolen it. I think that's safe.
It's a restaurant called Fridge. And like, do you know how good cold pizza is?
Like, no.
The next day, you don't eat cold pizza.
No.
Do you ever eat a cold chicken wing?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you? Do you ever eat cold Chinese food?
Maybe.
Like, you grab that little box
and you just take a bite. Yeah.
It's like, no.
But it's just like this
restaurant.
I'll take
a bite of cold chow mein.
Because there's something, yes.
Yeah.
Lo mein. Like, and you're sure. Just like, sometimes you don't even need utensils. You're just
yes,
like.
Yes, you do.
You're just, when you're fully.
You've got to supply the customers with utensils.
You and your man, you've been at a brewery all day. You come home and you're just like, man, we need food. DoorDash says 45 minutes or whatever. And then you just raw dog it. You sit on the floor right in front of the fridge.
Raw dog
and
what?
You're just like, you like let drop in lo mein into your mouth.
Don't do whatever is happening to you. Sorry to tell
it's
you.
Just like, but then you're like, man, we don't have any cold lo mein at the house. Stop by Fridge. We have it. We have all the foods.
I'm thrilled
They're
to
like
say.
Yesterday.
I am not in. This show is out.
You're out too,
I'm
Aaron?
Out. I'm so out.
Okay, 303-222-5423. Text in if you would eat at Fridge. You would eat, and then we also have like cold cereal milk. So you just come as like, oh.
Right, because cereal milk is, like after it's been, no.
Let's get back to what the hack thing was.
And then right next door to Fridge is Mini. It's just.
Is that what you're
That's why I say we shouldn't be doing this on the air. Because it's just like,
partner.
And then the chairs are like the chairs at school.
No.
Oh,
so you go in, you walk in, you're like, raw! You're like, huge. You come in, the toilets are all low.
If you eat at Fridge enough, you're going to be big.
Just shh. This is so good.
I just
want
to know what's
the cookies with the little minis on it.
Yeah, this could be like a Taco Bell, KFC. They're a combo.
Yes.
They're always together.
Yes.
So it's like a mini fridge.
Oh.
Same brain, same time.
Did you guys both say it at the same time?
What was this thing?
Oh, yeah. There is one, the greatest version where smaller is better. How good's a hot dog, but a little smoky?
You had us right until then.
What's
the little smoky's the best? If you had just said like a little pig in the blanket, the little
ones. Ooh, pig in the blanket.
I want the
baby
bun.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, not just a little smoky, man. You
those are two like different things. You
Let's
can't
go
compare.
Back to being excited about mini fridge.
Yeah.
So now Fridge is cool.
No, it's not.
These are copyrighted. By us talking about it, they are copyrighted.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
Can your wife make some mini cookies?
Or mini Pop-Tarts?
Mini cookies. Mini Pop-Tarts! If you know where we can get mini Pop-Tarts, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got into a very small, but genuine tiff with Dane last night.
Oh.
We were on a date.
I was like, wasn't it date night? How do you get in a tiff?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Date night.
And we started discussing some details of our wedding.
Wait, you're getting married?
Yeah, you would never believe it. I know. I know. And for everyone who's like, it's all she talks about, it's almost over. Okay.
It is almost over. They'll be broken up before you know it.
That's not funny.
Can I ask you a total tangent question?
Sure.
It was a surprise date night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go somewhere cool?
Yeah.
Did you go to the place you?
It was the place I guess.
Oh, cute.
But it was great. A man who like listens to you. I hadn't mentioned that place in a while, and he was like, we got
to
go.
There's another way
to
say it.
Sorry, what was that?
Good.
Come on. Good morning, everybody.
I think it's great when a man pays attention and then plans something. It's really nice.
Yes, 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 yes. There's another way to say exactly what you just said.
Thank you.
No, a man who basically obeys your every command and knows if he steps outside the lines of the parameters that you specifically have set, there's going to be hell to pay.
It's crazy you think, like, we have talked about this one place a few times and gone on numerous dates since the last time we talked about it.
Right. But then you went to him just a couple days ago and you went, month's almost over. We better go on a date. And I hope you pick a spot that's good.
No. We have a thing where we try to go on a surprise date. We switch off months. And we've been pretty bad about it.
So you plan this month, he plans next month. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's how we do it. Mm, okay. And it had just, we skipped.
It's only one a month? You guys date a lot.
We go on dates every day, basically. But yeah, it's like one more special thing.
Okay.
That's cool.
It's a surprise.
I like that.
Thank you. Also, like, we have the liberty of no children and whatever right now. So we can do whatever we want.
And, but you were like, before you went, you're like, I bet he takes me to that place I've been mentioning a lot. Like, you.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. But it's just...
But, I don't
it's
think...
It's just a thing. I love that he heard you.
Yeah.
And did it. But I just wonder how often he, like, rocks back and forth on the cold linoleum floor and goes, oh, God, I don't have an idea, and she hasn't said anything in a while. Because I don't know that he's got the strength.
No, he takes me to random places all the time.
Really?
Yes. This is my life partner.
So you went, do you want to talk about where you went? Or no? Is it not worth it?
We went to Goldfinch on Broadway. It's really cute inside.
Okay.
It's like small menu, some tapas, exactly what we were talking about, kind of upscale, like Mexican-American.
Yum.
Delicious, great cocktails.
Okay.
Great wine.
So he heard you. He took you to the right spot.
Right, right, right.
You went on a great date. She's now backed all the way into a corner. You see what I did there?
Yeah. And like, then we got into
and
a
then
tip.
You decided to get mad about something stupid.
It wasn't that serious, but yes, I did. And I don't think it was stupid. We started discussing our vows.
Oh, God.
And I actually the other day had an idea come to me and I was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly the through line of my vows. Like it just came
the
to me.
The through line?
Yeah, you want to tell a story a little bit.
Oh,
you don't
want
to just be like, I love you and I love you and I love you. You could, but so
Dane is listening and erasing like crazy.
He's not gonna say it even once, and she's like, "You never said I love you,
dude."
She is. I will tell you this: if we were engaged, today would officially be the end.
Yes,
you are so actually mad.
The
at
end
me right
would
now.
Have been like, so long ago.
I know it would have.
Yeah. Right. So we have like those vow books that people get. And so we're going to...
There's a vow book?
Yeah, what's
that? No, just like a vow book that you write your vows in.
Oh.
Your officiant has them and gives them to you during the ceremony, and that's what you read your vows from.
Oh.
I've never...
Wouldn't that just be a piece of paper?
Right, so these are more... They're nice.
Elegant.
So that you can keep them.
And handwrite them.
And handwrite
them. That's cool. Okay.
I love that you brought that up. So we start talking about vows, and I'm like...
Good job. She must have told you that before.
She did.
Guys! I brought up 5 minutes or less... For vows.
Mm.
Probably less.
Holy God.
Yeah, and that's fine. He was like, probably like more like 2-3. I'm like, it's fine. Mine's probably not 5 either. I haven't written it yet. And then I just said like, and then make, you know, we'll make
that
sure
so
that.
It's so long. Oh my God.
It's not that long. Have you not been to a wedding where people love each other?
Yeah, but you don't have to tell everybody 5 minutes. That's 10 minutes worth of, you said this was going to be
but
quick.
But the vows are like the best part.
And a ceremony these days is like 15 minutes. So yeah, the officiant's doing the other 5. Also, that is not going to be 5 minutes, but I just said under 5.
Okay. Mm.
And then he said something about how, well, yeah, I've got my bullet points and I'll just put those in the book. And I'm like.
Oh, so he's an off the cuffer.
Kind of. And I'm like, wait, but I kind of want what you actually wrote. So that for years to come, we could give these to our kids someday.
Do you think maybe he could just off the cuff it and then have somebody transcribe it later from the video? Because he probably feels, I am coming at you just to be a jerk, but on this particular point, I'm not. But like, there's something about if I am just like, riffing and like saying stuff, I'm gonna pour my heart into it.
Hey, this is how he was like, I just think that's how I'm gonna be more authentic.
Correct. And if I wrote it ahead of time and I know and I refined it, then that day he's gonna be reedy. And I don't think you want him to be, he's gonna be, Erica, from the first time I saw you at the bar, I knew I love you. Oh, wait, no, I took that out. I love you. You know what I'm saying? He wants to just like riff it. I guarantee you, Hack, when he does his like hosting gigs, he wants to riff. You don't write.
Right. I do bullet points and then you go with it because you got to react to the audience. Yep. Well, I mean, this is maybe not in the vowel situation.
You're not really. You're reacting to the audience of one, but.
Looking good. All right.
No.
How are y'all feeling out there? All right. It's a little different, but I do bullet points. I'm surprised you're not that way. That's how we are here.
No.
Because we don't.
I want to make sure I nail it. Like, I want to make sure I get every point across, so I need to have it written out.
Do you think you'll riff at all? Do you think
maybe in the moment, depends how loosey goosey I am, how many glasses of champagne hit that bloodstream?
Because you're gonna have like two or three beta blockers on board.
Hopefully,
she's
just
gonna
one.
Look like she had a stroke up
no.
there.
No. Okay.
Am
I crazy for being like, can you not? He also was like, right, and that's why we have a printer. And I was like, no. Handwrite into this notebook, please.
I think you get to tell him one of those things. You have to pick. And maybe he does the other. Like, it's either bullet points
that are handwritten.
Yeah.
Or it's
printed
fully.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Yes. No, but like, maybe he could write it later. Yeah. Could he just slip that paper inside?
With like Comic Sans font.
Yes. I would. Yes. Say less. It looks like Snoopy wrote it.
Yeah.
So you okay.
You guys
she
are
is
stressing me out.
Shut down
no,
from
but
us.
I'm open to him going back and like watching the video and actually writing his vows in there. I just want these books. I want to be able to hold on to them and read them on anniversaries and pass them down to our kids someday. Like, it's we don't have anything tangible anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I get it.
That is a very cool idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because we didn't write
Sorry,
our
let
vows.
Me do it like T-Hack. Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's a Friday edition of News or Nope.
News. News.
Or Nope. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real
hope.
Think
I didn't do
is
it?
To decide. This is News.
I'm so tired of this.
Or Nope.
I'm tired,
Grandpa. TX commitment.
Let's do dang bad.
Yeah.
TX commitment to making each no a little stronger at the end.
Thank you.
Yeah. This man needs no coaching. You deserve a Grammy, sir.
Thank you. Wow.
Somebody didn't get this job because I'm a singer.
We don't know how you got it. To be completely honest,
same.
I could name the people who there was some girl, there was a wine girl, okay. There was a there was the.
Why don't you stop while you're ahead?
I feel like I'm not ahead.
I feel that you're giving us too many notes. Good evening.
It's radio, but I'd like to take a moment to set the stage. If you're a male, you know what I'm talking about. There's a thing that females can do, what I call flat eyes, where their eyes just like all emotion leaves and they just go. They have this thing where it's just like, she just did flat eyes.
Yeah, I know. And you go,
okay. But I'm all like, right, yeah. But it's
because you're having across
the
line.
The fun is over. It's just like when they go, I can hear you. She just she literally.
Okay.
By the way,
this is News or Nope. We're not gonna have time.
Am
to
I
get
crazy?
Back into
am
this?
I crazy? Let me everybody check the calendar. Is today Friday?
Yes.
So it should be a fun show. Like we should be having fun. I know it's we're into the show and but instead I'm getting flat eyes. So
because
if you would like
you're
to,
telling me that I'm not doing correctly.
Your doesn't get come through enough. It
Fine.
Needs to come through
but
a little
you
more.
You said that he's dedicated to building, so then I'm too quiet, so then it isn't great enough. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. We've run out of time.
I agree, actually. But I want to tell you about a really sweet story.
Oh.
You know, Macaulay Culkin is engaged to Brenda Song. They have two children together. They've been engaged since 2022. I guess he proposed that January.
Yikes.
They have sons named Dakota and Carson. So they're 5 and 4. And she recently came home from work and her mom texted her and was like, are you wearing makeup? And she was like, what is going on? She gets home and the boys are there. There's flowers at the door. And Macaulay says, all right, buddy, what do we say to mom? And he says, Rams house, because they're big Rams fans. And he kind of got confused on what they were doing.
Oh, it wasn't that. It wasn't a football party.
But actually, they were supposed to say, will you marry us?
Oh.
And Macaulay re-proposed to Brenda Song
because I think it's been so long. It was time to really double down on the
clock. Reset the clock.
Right. So they, well.
It's like the 24-second shot clock.
A little bit.
He was just about out of time. Yep. He's like, let's re-get engaged.
Just hit the rim. You don't have to.
Smart. You have to get married to her. You just ask again.
Isn't that kind of weird? I didn't know that about them. That's a long time.
They've been engaged a long time. Yeah, I think that they got engaged and they already had one kid and then they got pregnant and had another and it was like, oh my gosh, when are we going to plan a wedding?
Okay.
And so they decided they wanted their boys to be involved with like the special moment of asking.
That's cool.
But why didn't they just, he could afford it. He could have just had a wedding that day. She comes, she'd be mad though, right?
Right, she wants to plan it. She is in her prime.
Both of them, honestly.
Both. He still seems a little broken to me,
but whatever.
But like clearly he has this wonderful partner, two kids. Yeah. They seem so good. I really hope we get wedding news soon. I love them.
Okay. That was beautiful.
Oh, and my sister saw them on her honeymoon.
Okay, sorry, we've started the thing. No, go ahead.
I know.
What?
My sister saw them on her honeymoon.
She did?
Or maybe they were just staying at the same hotel. Okay. She did see Ashley Simpson.
Can I start the I mean I'm gonna give you flat eyes if you don't shut up.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As badly as I wanted to do birthday hunks today, we are not.
You can do them.
No, it's fine. Britney Spears is in the news. She has been charged with a misdemeanor DUI following her arrest last month. She was caught driving her BMW convertible erratically.
They actually charged her.
They probably pursued her for about an hour before pulling her over. Gosh. So I don't know if they had their sirens on or not.
Or if they were just kind of
like
tracking.
Monitoring, yeah, that part's unclear.
I'm sorry. If you think she's intoxicated and then you just let her drive for an additional hour?
Well, in LA, that could be about 2 miles.
You're so right. Yeah. They're just sitting there like, she's right there.
There's nowhere to pull over. So. Like,
okay. She's scheduled to appear in court on Monday. Spears was quoted as saying, oops, I did it again.
T-hack.
Not from this. That was in her song, was when she was quoted as saying that.
Is she in rehab? Wasn't she going? I thought she was going to go.
I have no idea.
Who did go? Tiger went. Tiger's in rehab.
Yeah.
But he flew to like Sweden or somewhere to do it.
I thought I remember seeing something too that she went somewhere. Yeah, I think you're right.
Preemptively, she's like, I am in charge of anything, but I'm just going to go ahead and like take the edge off of this thing.
Okay.
You know, that alcohol can be toxic.
You drive me crazy.
Let's go! Let's go!
It happens every time.
Dude, we are crushing it today. Okay. Crushing. Even though Erica stole all the fun from the beginning of this, we're back, man. We're back.
Dead Eyes returns.
Good evening. Speaking of Dead Eyes.
Oh, God.
The situation says...
It's Friday.
Yeah, okay. This one's a little rough. The situation says that his heart is heavy after seeing his Jersey Shore co-star Ronnie struggle through an interview. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No.
It's bad. He's like falling asleep mid. He's not doing well.
Substance abuse.
Yeah.
No.
He's kind of always struggled. Ronnie has. I mean, all of them really have. That's what made it a good show.
Yeah.
But
oh my God. Hey, kids, don't do drugs, but if you want to be on TV... Snort away.
We'll see if Ronnie gets help. Hopefully he does.
I was a freshman in college when Jersey Shore first came out, and I had a friend who looked a lot like Ronnie, and a lot of people thought he was Ronnie.
And
he did very well. He did very well for himself for the brief period of time until they realize he's not Ronnie.
Does anybody have anything happy to say before we wrap this up?
Nope.
The
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great day to be alive. Is it not?
Yeah.
Woo.
Can
you try a little harder?
Woo!
It's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So am I.
Oh, good.
Erin's probably got one story, so she wants to go first, but we're not letting
story,
that happen this time.
I've got one story. Could I go?
Okay. You can go. And if you take mine, I'm pulling this car over. By the way, this is when we are, if you think it's weird that we're being nice for a minute, we're court ordered to have one nice time in our show per calendar week. So, what do you got?
Yeah. This one's from, my goodness, Oh, I'm sorry, Rhode Island.
Mm, okay, I think you're okay on this
one. You may proceed.
Takes place in an elementary school.
Okay.
Well, a first grader named Samir, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Okay.
He was eating lunch, and he looked over at his friend Gabriel, I believe.
Okay.
And he was like, something is not right. And he noticed that his friend was choking.
Oh.
He told the teacher.
Gabriel sounds a little old, and maybe like he's had two-pack a day habit there.
He told his teacher, and the teacher said, okay, everyone, please stay seated. I'm calling for help. But Samir said, I can't. And he leapt into action and performed the Heimlich maneuver on Gabriel.
Wow.
And he just said that he learned it during health class. And he just remembered it. And he was like, I'm watching my friend struggle and I had to do something. And he said, I knew what to do. So I did the Heimlich like how they taught me. And the apple came out right away. He's being hailed as a hero, obviously.
That fruit, man, I tell you, dangerous.
Hey, hack. Right.
It's the good part.
The good part. Yeah,
it's real good
part.
Right.
Right.
This is where we encourage people to put green things inside their body.
Yum.
Well, I'll go. Stories in Phoenix.
You may proceed.
I was going to proceed either way. I just would like that known. There was a utility worker driving along a road in Phoenix in his big old truck, probably looking for a downed power line or whatever. And he noticed a toddler walking directly into traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
This kid was inches, witnesses say, away from being a little bit of a stain on this road. Feel good Friday.
Yeah.
Because he's in a utility truck, he was able to kind of like pull over, block traffic, jump out, grab kid alive.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
how did they find the parents?
I don't know. I think he just kept it.
It was just like finder's keepers rules, I think.
Yeah.
Guys.
Put it on the black market and like he's probably got a good chunk of change. Organs? Like what are kid kidneys worth?
We're ordered.
Anyway, he's being hailed a hero and he's going, there was a kid going to walk into traffic.
Right.
I kind of think everybody would have done what I did. But.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My story is out of Fort Collins.
You may proceed.
I was going to anyway.
Guys, I have to submit this to the judge.
It's not going to be good.
That's right, Your Honor. We are feeling so good.
So happy. A team of engineering students at CSU have developed a custom sensory device designed for a 13-year-old boy with limited mobility due to cerebral palsy.
Oh, wow.
So this... I don't even know what to describe it as. The mom says, someone from Make-A-Wish who connected everyone said, when we started, we asked for something that would improve this boy's quality of life and help other children like him. And there aren't a lot of toys on the market for children who lack mobility.
Wow.
So this is a special device that is like attached to the chair and he has more autonomy.
Are they
going to
do it for other kids with the same, you would hope,
unsure,
right? You would
think? I would assume so.
He's not the only kid wheelchair bound with CP.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. And right in our own backyard.
Exactly.
You can see who's better, but that's.
Court ordered.
I'm going to be here late tonight.
Yeah.
My story's out of Las Vegas.
Oh, Vegas, baby.
Yeah, perhaps one of Vegas's newest residents.
Hold on. You may proceed.
Oh, thank you. Fernando Mendoza, who was drafted number one, the quarterback by the Raiders, he has already pledged $500,000 to MS because his mother currently lives with MS, and he's no stranger to raising money for MS. He did it while he was in college. He partnered with like a burrito company, and he'd already raised $360,000 for MS Foundation. Got drafted. The first thing he did is like,
give more money.
I got to get more money to help MS because of my mom.
He's number one. He could be a tool, and he's not. Mm-hmm.
Such a good guy. You saw he didn't go to the draft himself because he wanted to be at home with his family when he got drafted.
Are you kidding?
That,
no.
Wow.
No.
And knowing full well he's going to go number one.
He knew. And so he's like, I'd rather be here with like my mom. And I believe I saw they often don't stand up and cheer because she can't. And I believe they stayed seated.
Yeah. Wow. He and his brother started a foundation. His brother's still playing college football. So that makes sense. Very family oriented.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool story.
I love
one more edit.
Sure.
Raiders suck.
Okay, well, that one's true.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't know how to approach this. This is one of those weird moments on the show.
Okay.
Aaron?
No.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room.
Oh, thank God I'm in.
Okay, so just... Go ahead and leave.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
It's very strange. When you get right outside the door, you can come right back in. There's a little thing on the floor there.
Oh. I was like, I don't know if she actually knows what
she had to walk by it several times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the preparedness of this show.
Bad.
Real bad.
Yeah.
We
kind of just show up and
But Erica had a calendar reminder that said... Cake smash.
No, not just cake smash. It said tea hack.
Cake smash.
Mm-hmm. From 2 to 3 p.m.
But we don't know what that means.
No.
So
no.
We and missed it. We thought something would have happened at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
No cake smash.
It alerted me at like 2 weeks ago and was like, don't forget.
Tea hack cake smash.
And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean tea hack cake smash?
So when that happened, I ran... to King Soopers,
mm-hmm.
and got a cake.
Yeah, just in case we need a smash.
We don't know what to do with it. And right. Then I was like, when you go to King Soopers with zero notice,
uh-huh.
they won't write on it.
Yeah.
So then bought colors mm-hmm. for us to write on it.
Oh. Which, you got one of the worst colors. It stains so bad.
The pink?
No.
The black?
Yeah.
I got the black so we could write on it, but then I got the pink because if he takes some home, Hazel loves pink.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, she does, yeah.
I know.
Here's the thing about what's in that box, though.
It's the most vile looking thing.
Something weird occurred to the blue
what's
ice.
What's going on? Oh, did it? Did it get...
It's
like dripping.
Yeah.
Is it from being in the car?
Probably. Yeah. Were you supposed to put it in
the
freezer?
Did you get it 2 weeks ago?
No, I just got
no.
it.
No.
Oh, I got it last night, if I'm being totally honest. But
oh.
Like, it's dripping, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to... Oh, boy. It might be stuck in the box. It might be stuck in the box.
Am I allowed to look? I don't... What's
going
on?
You can look. Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. In case we haven't said it enough in passing on the show today, it is May Day!
Yeah!
Do you remember what May Day is?
Isn't that where you run around and you twirl some ribbons around a pole?
We used to... like make these little baskets and put them on our like and put M&Ms in them. Like we would literally take a couple pieces of card like poster board and like make a little basket like for enough to hold like 20 M&Ms.
Sure.
And then you go set it on the porch, ring the doorbell, and run. And then they open their door.
What? Oh, it's May Day.
I don't know what May Day is. Like what?
A traditional spring festival in the Northern Hemisphere, marking the season's renewal and an international holiday commemorating labor rights.
Is there something about a maypole?
That's
midsummer or whatever. Mm-hmm. No?
Why wouldn't it be May Day?
Where they do the poll and then they like spin the things
and,
around?
And you like have a ribbon and you go like,
don't you make a braid almost?
In and out. Yes. And in. I literally did this at a friend's birthday party.
No, you're right. It does. It could be for both.
Okay.
There's a May Queen that people crown.
We always made May Day baskets. It was like specifically a basket. Yeah.
But this was just an M&M basket. What other? What else was in your May Day basket?
I don't know. We just only did it in school and then it went away.
Yeah. So we made them in school and then I did them for all my neighbors. Like we made them.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to shoot a video. I'll show you how to make them. They're so cool.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'm like sad that I've never celebrated this because it says that it's like rooted in Celtic festival.
Yeah. Okay.
I got nothing.
In addition to it being May Day. Oh, yeah. Do we have it in the prep? I got to look.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else?
I don't know if it is.
Oh, it's Jonathan Bailey's 38th birthday.
Jonathan Bailey?
Oh, my gosh.
That?
Love hot, him.
From Bridgerton and from Wicked.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's hot.
It's the guy from 50 Shades of Grey. It's his birthday, too. Jamie Dornan, I think is his name.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Ray Parker Jr. They call him...
Who?
Ray Parker Jr. He's a kind of a controversial artist. He wrote dun 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 dun. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Do you guys know the whole story behind that?
No.
I don't think we need to.
You need to hear it. The guys who are making Ghostbusters really liked Huey Lewis in the News. I want a new drug.
Okay.
You know that song?
Dude, yeah. You are
I want a new drug, and Huey Lewis said no. So then they had Ray Parker Jr. steal the song and put new lyrics on it. And Huey Lewis sued his ass off, and he gets all the money from the Ghostbusters song. Ta-da! That's still a good story, right?
Wow. Yeah, it's also Justin Timberlake and NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's anything else?
I think we can wrap it up, and hopefully a
cake chocolate
match.
Parfait day.
Nice.
What?
Victoria Monet, it's her birthday.
Love her. Mm. Mm.
So what do we want to write on this cake? Do we want to write May Day?
Yeah,
do we
want to write May Day?
Yeah.
Or...
It is dripping. Was this supposed to be refrigerated or something?
Can you
Does it say anywhere on it refrigerate?
Can you take... Well, I thought all cakes needed to be... Would you take a photo
when you've got
that?
A cake?
Yeah, you can keep it in the fridge for sure.
No, you don't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you leave it out all night?
Of course I did.
Oh my gosh, we can't even cake smash this because
Are you joking me? You're joking me.
You didn't put it in the fridge overnight.
Oh my God, I almost just cursed. Do you remember talking about my mom just a couple days ago? And everything we ever had was on top of the fridge in a pan. There was a cake in a pan. There was scotcheroos in a pan.
Yeah, somehow
there was
when they're homemade, you don't have to put them in the fridge.
Find on there where it says refrigerate. Show it to me.
It's in the cooler.
Never.
Those ones were in the cooler. This one was out. Okay. I got one from then, out.
Because then someone took it out. No, it was in the display.
Out. It was in a display that was out.
Yeah, this is poisonous.
Terrifying looking.
Please, okay.
Can we say what it is?
Before we try to eat this, I'm not going to eat any of it because it's gross.
Right.
That's the other thing that happened. Then I sent a group text. Hack is not in it.
We haven't said why.
Okay, it's T-Hack's birthday.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday,
T-Hack.
Thank you. Yay, thank you.
And of the lame ass horrifying cakes that are available, there was strawberry, maybe doable. Listen to the sound he just made.
No way.
There was funfetti.
Ooh.
There was vanilla.
Ooh.
There was yellow.
Oh no.
You're fired! Aaron! Leave the studio for real!
I swear at one point he said yellow and chocolate frosting was his favorite. No? Did I dream this? Did you ever say that, Hack?
I didn't weigh in.
Can I just say this? We now, if you're anywhere near the studio, we have a rotten f***ing yellow cake that we will set in the parking lot, and it's yours for the taking.
You guys, this means so much to me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I just remembered something. Since we wasted a whole bunch of airtime walking around the fact that it's TX's birthday, I'm getting right to it right now.
Okay.
TX?
Yes.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
We love you. We think you're awesome. We got you a cake you hate, like we just talked about.
It's a melted, grotesque cake you hate.
Nothing could be more us
than that.
Thank you.
I just remembered off air, we were just talking about Erica's wedding and the presents right. and stuff like that. And I just remembered I got you the greatest gift in the history of gifts. And Aaron and Erica are the ones who made me get it for you, which the gift is mm-hmm. I did not buy you a gift. You're welcome.
Aww.
What
did I'm we so have to do with
this? You guys don't remember this?
Erica and Aaron, what the heck?
There's a vague thing going on in my mind and I
had it in the cart.
Yes.
Oh, I had his home address.
Yeah.
No. And you guys were like,
do not
send this.
That's not what? True. I said do it.
Yeah, no, she and I were actually in disagreement.
Because I said that would be hilarious.
She did.
Buddy, I had you a $90 present. And I tell you right now.
What?
I will go and I will. You look at me right now and say you want it and I'll buy it.
I don't know what it is. I don't think you want it.
I think buddy, you do want it.
Buddy.
Sorry, I think you want it. I think for the sake of...
Hey, do you want it or do you not want it?
I don't like people spending money or time buddy, thinking about me. Or I don't
do
like
so
it.
Much for this show.
I'm thinking about
you. Like, it makes me feel awkward. Just live your life.
It is a thing.
We don't do
like,
gifts.
You know how Aaron thought you liked yellow cake and you don't like yellow cake? Right. The sound you made, it was like strawberry cake. And it was like vanilla. Ah, funfetti. Ah, yellow. Like it was the worst of the sounds. Like,
huh.
Yeah, like that?
The strawberry one was worse. Okay,
no, it wasn't.
No, it was. Strawberry was like, ugh.
This thing is something you love so much, and Erica, uh-huh. I'm sorry, Aaron. Please accept my apology.
Thank you.
I thought it was both of you. Erica was like. She physically, I was like about to hit, and she like slapped my little pointer finger.
And then
finger.
I punched him in the face.
It was a throat punch, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She said,
you're okay
no,
in
you
my
can't.
Book so far.
Yeah. But wait. Like, imagine it's a pair of Air Jordans. Do you love Air Jordans?
I do love Air Jordans.
Are those $90?
Yeah. Sure. Like, it's something like Air Jordans that you love. You have professed. Yes or no? Has he professed his love for this thing?
He has.
Okay.
He has.
And Erica, the ice queen, the Elsa of our show.
Thank you.
Okay. Told me not to.
Thank you.
Say yes, and I'll go buy it right now.
I don't like wine. You're making me, one, you're talking about me. I hate this. Okay. Two, you're making me choose between my best friends here on the show. Like, I have to pick a side.
Wow. And your wife.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
Here it is.
Who's going to be on the side of your wife?
Oh.
I got.
He knows. He knows.
I don't know what it is, but I don't think I should have it. That seemed like a serious threat.
The day you made an announcement on this show, and that day I knew your birthday was coming, and I put one in the cart, and I got your home address, and there was about to be a pizzazz pizza oven heading straight for Parker. Your bee of a wife.
Do not ever call her that.
Without asking. Threw away one of his most precious things on the pizzazz.
No, she made you take it.
She made me do it. She made me put my own dog down.
He knew
but like, it was that thing where it's like, hey.
She thought it'd be therapeutic if I did it myself.
It is.
She was wrong.
How angry
traumatic.
Would
if,
a hack
if a big
have been?
Box shows up and she's like.
How angry would she have been?
She would have been
very angry.
Are you serious?
She's enjoying the freed up cabinet space from the pizzazz.
But bro.
I win.
But later tonight, when you're done DJing at Brothers, by the way, give him birthday shots.
That's right.
You'd come home.
And a safe ride home.
Safe ride home. I can get it delivered tonight with like a six pack of Totino's pizzas. Whatever you want. Meat lovers, pepperoni.
You're a bad influence.
Yeah. I'm not a bad influence.
His relationship is on the line.
Yeah.
What if...
Maybe we could keep this on the down low kind of thing. I could keep it in my trunk or something and
or
just
here.
Use it. Or keep it here. She'll never know.
Can I buy it?
Erica, what
an
idea.
Are you okay with food in the studio?
Hold on.
This is kind of out of hand.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This has been sort of a weirdly emotional week because we are doing something we should have done a long time ago. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I feel really good about having written a note to my mom.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're love bombing our moms and we want you to do the same.
Correct.
We've got a gift basket with a whole bunch of really cool stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's do that up front today.
Okay.
Let's talk about that because if you want to send a note about your mom, why she's exceptional, about a mom you know in your life, you send us that and this person could win a gift basket worth almost $1,000.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Who wants to start?
I can. You get a $100 gift card to Heyday Skincare plus a tote and a surprise item. Ooh. This is where I'm getting my facials leading up to my wedding.
And this was unrelated, right? Like, they decided to come in on the thing, but like, and you're like, oh my God, I go there. Like, you can speak to this. Yeah. You know that they already do.
I would tell anyone to go to them. They're amazing. So okay. $100 gift card so your mom can go get a facial, or whoever the mom is that you've nominated.
You're trusting them for your wedding. You can definitely send your mom there.
Yes, it's exactly. Oh, thank you.
And then there's $250 from Victoria Marie Jewelers. So mom can get a little something, something.
She can glow on her skin, and then her diamonds can glow too.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Some more glowing. A spray tan from Go Glow.
Okay.
There's a theme.
Yeah. SG Services for your home. They're going to give you $100 to clean your house.
Your house will glow.
Oh my gosh.
It's a glow up for your...
We shouldn't have called this.
Why did we call it glow? Blow up your mom.
No. I'm going to just keep going.
This is glow up and blow up your mom.
Your mom could also win two tickets to The Sound of Music at DCPA. You can also, and two tickets to a play called Somewhere.
She can take whoever she wants.
She could take you if you're nice.
I would say she should probably take you because you nominated her or whatever.
I don't know, though. Maybe she wants to take her husband.
Yeah.
Some Slacker Show beanies.
Oh, yeah.
You can have one. She can have
warm
one.
Warm up your mom.
Yeah. Rory's Diner and Mama's Kitchen as well. Get a little food, maybe some pie.
Mm.
Glow up in the stomach area.
Exactly.
All right, so those are all the things. Mm-hmm. You go to alice1059.com, click on the contest page, mm-hmm. click on the Love Bomb Your Mom, submit your entry. It's over on Friday, so like, and we start calling people next week.
Right.
So if you want to be one of the people, great, get that done. We, all this week, are reading ours, and today is Aaron.
Right. Yeah. So if you need like an example of what to write about this person that might help you win, this is one of them. So this is Aaron's note to her mom. And it starts as we all expect. Mom, a.k.a. Cheryl.
She calls her mom by her first name, which drives me absolutely bonkers.
I've been trying to figure out how to put this into words, and honestly, it feels impossible to capture everything you've done for me in one letter. But I want you to know how deeply grateful I am for the big things, the small things, and all of the in-between moments that shaped who I am. You showed me what love looks like in action. It looked like long drives to Boulder, Loveland, and Fort Collins for musical theater, never once complaining, just cheering me on like it was the most important thing in the world. Like I could actually make it if I went to California. Very happy I didn't. It looked like waking up in the middle of the night every night for years just to check my blood sugar and make sure I was okay. That kind of love is something most people can't even begin to understand. You did all of this while raising three kids, Kelly, Brian, and me, on our own after losing Dad. I can't imagine how hard that must have been, but you never let us feel that weight. Instead, you made sure we still had joy. You made sure we still had memories. Like those little three-day vacations that felt like the biggest adventures, even when we were all sharing one suitcase in Mexico. Somehow you made everything feel possible. And that's who you are. You're the person who always says, we'll figure it out. You taught all three of us resilience without ever calling it that. You taught us to work hard, to believe in ourselves, and to never let anything stand in the way of our goals. You made us feel like we could do anything because you believed it first. You've been our biggest supporter since day one, the loudest cheerleader, the steady presence, the person we could always count on. You didn't just raise us. You lifted us, protected us, and walked beside us through everything. And somehow through it all, you've also been my favorite concert buddy. From my very first show at Red Rocks, the Beatles 1964 tribute band, so I can always thank you for creating my Beatles obsession. Cheryl. To all the memories we've made since.
That Cheryl was...
That was me.
That was me. Editorial from Erica.
Those moments with you are some of my favorites because they're just us laughing, singing, and enjoying life together.
Wow.
Mom, you're the best mom I could have ever asked for, but more than that, you're my best friend. I love you more than we can ever fully express. Thank you for everything you've done, everything you are, and everything you continue to be in my life. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Aaron and Kelly and Brian.
Lovely. Can I just say one more thing about this? We're going to pick five people.
Yeah.
And we're going to love bomb them. We're going to call your mom while you're on the phone.
There's one way to dry Aaron's tears. It's playing the bomb sound.
But like, there's the rest of you we're not going to pick. You should still do this.
Yeah,
letter.
For sure. And yeah, submit it to us. And then whether or not you get picked, send it to your mom.
Are you
going to
give your mom
about.
This, Aaron?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to give your mom yours?
Yeah, I think I am. I'll probably have to read it to her, but.
That's okay.
That's even
I just
better.
Don't know. Yeah. You do a great job of reading them. Like, the reason we're having Erica read ours, and I think all the listeners, I think a lot of this, by judging by Aaron's reaction, I don't think you could have read it.
No, absolutely not.
It just, I don't want to have like next week listeners going like.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we need to hear your sentiment.
It's easy to have the Ice Princess do it.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, we're having.
I couldn't have read it. I'm crying too.
I know. It's like. All I can think about with you and your mom, Aaron, is like these trips that you didn't have a hotel.
Yeah. We have taken so many trips where it's like red eye there, red eye back, no hotel.
She worked for the airline. So it's just like, let's go.
Yep.
It's We're going.
Nutty. Even like last year, we did that to Vegas.
So fun.
Rock on.
One suitcase.
Not even. We had purses.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
I apologize to Cheryl, though. I'm sorry. We'll probably send you this audio and you can turn it up higher. Erica wasn't told ahead of time that she was supposed to yell at
you guys.
That whole thing.
Don't make a sweet moment not so sweet.
Maybe she's just sitting in her car right now with the radio cranked.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to love, bomb your mom. Or blow her up.
No. Dude. No. Come on.
So close.
This time every day is like so emotional.
Yeah.
The only outlet that I have is this little tiny sound effect.
Okay.
All right. If you want to nominate any mom in your life, just go to alice1059.com. Go to the contest page and look for the words, blow your mom
up. No, love bomb your mom.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I've got a story where the poop really hits the fan.
Okay. All right.
Boy, we're jumping in.
Yep, we are.
That was a hard launch. I've got a story where we're finally going to get the answer as to why the chicken crossed the road.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Indiana.
Let's go Pacers.
Right.
What are people
Ball from Indiana? Ball State. Isn't that there?
There's a lot of famous universities there that I didn't know were in there.
Purdue is there.
Yeah, really?
There
mm-hmm. I don't think I knew that either.
Where's Brown?
Not there.
I don't
there,
know. I think it's in my story in a few minutes.
Okay, so a deputy in Indiana thought he was responding to just a regular call about an animal in the road, but it turns out that it was total chaos.
Okay.
Because when he got there, there wasn't just like one chicken. It was a crew of an entire barn, pretty much.
What?
We're talking chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, goats.
What? You gotta let me, I can get them all going. Hold on, I got them.
Okay.
We got, keep going.
Chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, goats. Just,
how did they all end up there together?
Great question. I'm assuming they're friends.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, well, hold on.
A stray elephant. Instead of calling for backup, this one deputy said, I can handle it. And one by one, he got them all.
Oh.
The chicken did, in fact, cross the road.
He went to the other side.
Oh, yeah. I don't know
it's
why.
It's giving Noah's Ark. One by one?
Yeah.
He said,
get Officer McDonald down here.
It was McDonald had a
We get it. You don't have to mansplain his ridiculous.
All the animals got taken home safely.
Cute.
Yay!
Oh, what if you're the last animal, though, and you're like, all my friends are gone.
Hey, guys, I didn't know I could play that many sound effects at one time.
That was crazy.
That was awesome. Okay.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! It's the best day ever!
There was a bandit. A poop bandit on the loose down there Florida.
What?
You can't just
somebody stealing poop, poop? A poop bandit would be somebody who steals poop.
Okay, so they were the opposite of that. They were leaving.
A pee
it.
Bandit.
They were leaving it.
No. That's a poop bandit, Phil.
Yeah,
it is?
They were they're leaving skid marks.
Yeah, a husband went out.
Boy.
I mean, like a getaway car would leave skid marks, but these are like,
a man went out to his work van and he found that there was poop rubbed on the outside, on the inside. There was just
on the inside,
all over, and he wasn't the only one in the neighborhood.
Oh my!
There was human feces tossed into yards. Okay, it was spread on houses, mailboxes. That's federal, Slacker.
Okay.
Even cars. Police then witnessed a 50-year-old woman woman.
This does not read woman. This does not read woman.
This reads 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But she was defecating in her front yard.
Her own front yard?
Her own front yard. The officer said, I know how to put two and two together.
That's probably the best one you've done.
Thank you. All right. She's guilty. It was her.
Was she on drugs?
It doesn't say.
And I'm sorry.
We can assume.
It's everywhere. So does she just keep the weak load?
Oh my gosh, you're so bright.
Yeah, she was flinging it. This is one
there
of the words.
There are so many constipated people
flinging is
listening
what
right now.
Chimpanzees do with their poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this says woman. So. I can't believe it.
I don't think I had the monkey going in the other story, so
right.
I don't think I had dolphins in there or horses.
My husband texted me, his work van is full of feces. I was like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, there's poop on my van is a direct quote from the story. I just couldn't believe it. This made it to print. And now the air.
Do you know what my
we're
favorite
keeping this
thing
alive.
Is?
Your choice.
Yeah.
Right. Those.
There it is.
Finally. Like, those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is where, do we need HR in the room?
Well, we're not picking each other up.
I know,
up.
But we're going to start saying some weird stuff to each other.
It might work. Yeah. We'll see.
If one of these works, we got to be. We want to try out pickup lines. They still work, right?
I think they can. Yeah.
You know what? I would say yes, because everyone is kind of turning away from the online
dating apps. Yeah.
It's called a meeting in the wild.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And you met your fiance, Dane, in the wild.
Yeah. Best wild story ever.
But
it was
at the
wild.
Airport, which is just so strange. But did, like, you just sat down next to him with a beer and, like, burped or something?
I literally said, is anyone sitting here? Like, is this seat taken? But I just was asking. And then the first thing he said to me was, they want you to use the QR code.
For the menu.
Because I was sitting there waiting and he's like, they want you to use the QR code. And he was pissed. He was so mad about the whole QR code thing. So it's actually very funny.
So he didn't even try.
Oh my gosh, are you going to have a QR code at your wedding?
Wasn't planning on it, but maybe now.
Ooh.
A cute little, I don't know. And it's like a little scrapbook. And
why would you
upload
do a thing that clearly upsets her fiance?
Because it brought them together.
It did. Yeah. I mean, had they not wanted us to order on the QR code, even though there was a bartender, would we be here today? I don't know.
You think you would have sat there in silence?
Yes.
You're kind of, I adore you. You're kind of a lot.
But like when I'm traveling alone, back when I used to, I don't really do it anymore, but like, yeah. Okay. So maybe he could have used one of these instead.
Yeah, that's what I want to, like, you know, I'm a dude. Mm-hmm. I'm out here. I'm manifesting the hotness to just come crashing into my life. And when they do, what do I say?
Hey, I'm Mr. Right. I heard you were looking for me.
Ooh. 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 I've actually told you to use that one before.
Yeah, that's a good one. Really? That's
not
so
the Mr. Right part,
just,
but the I heard you were looking for me.
Heard you were looking for me.
You did tell me to use that one, and I remember on who.
I don't think you want us to repeat it.
Yeah.
No, I remember who.
Oh.
I remember who.
Got it.
And I still may use it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you got one?
Yeah, what about, you know, they say dating is a numbers game, but could I get yours?
Ooh, I like that one.
I like it. I'm blushing.
I don't know if it would work on me, but I like it.
I've got one.
Okay.
They want you to use the QR code.
I'm going to try that one. I heard that ends in marriages.
Yeah, well.
The one that I've said before, and Eric has not had a chance to hear it from me.
Oh, great. Geared up.
You lick your finger, and then you touch their shirt, and you say, let's get you out of those wet clothes.
If a man ever without consent touched me with his licked finger.
Oh, but QR code works. Like,
okay, for the record, I don't think he was like using a pickup line. And also, he made no reference to me getting out of my clothes in the first sentence.
Third, fourth. How many sentences in? All right, so if you've got, like, I think we want to hear both kinds. We want to hear the pickup lines that slayed and worked.
Yeah.
And probably the bulk of them will be the ones that were like, a whiff. Like you swing and a miss.
Yeah. I'm so, also really curious of the women who have kind of used a line on a guy.
You don't need a line. You say, hi. And we're like, marry me.
But but usually there's something. You go up with a purpose and that's how it gets going.
Okay. So pickup lines, any way, shape, or form, we want to hear them. 303-222-5423. You can call or text your stunners in.
Beautiful Soul. A Jesse McCartney song.
Okay.
It's so crazy. I usually can't see people's souls, but yours is beautiful.
Oh, okay. Boy. That's...
Anyway, someone else try.
I have one.
Oh.
Are standards and practices in today?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, they are.
Yep.
How would you like to come to my house, have some pizza, and What's the matter? You don't like pizza?
I can't believe that just came out of your mouth.
Right.
That's what's the matter?
What's the matter? You don't like pizza? And you guys, it can be varied. It could be cake.
Oh.
It could be, you know.
What's the matter? You don't like pizza? I don't know. The matter is that you're crazy.
I'm telling you, I just want to go on the record of saying this. If a beautiful man, if Benson Boone walked up to you and you're not engaged.
Sure.
And says that exact thing, you're having pizza.
And.
Period. Yep.
So, yeah. Maybe. In my single
that's
years.
What I'm saying. It's
but
like,
if a weirdo walked up to me and said it, get away from me.
So. On a scale of Benson Boone to weirdo, where am I?
Pretty close to weirdo because okay. I didn't like it.
I usually go for eights, but I guess I'll settle for a 10.
Oh.
I don't get it. Oh, her.
It's a pickup line.
Yeah. Well, and it like fit in because you literally just asked.
Oh, I get it. Like I have gone up to like a girl with her friend and I go, I usually go for eights, but 2 fours will do.
Oh, my.
That's one way to get punched.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? You like pizza? You like meth?
Oh my God.
It's addition, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I also have tried. That is a beautiful whatever she's wearing. I think it'll look fabulous crumpled up on my floor.
You've not tried that. You've not walked up to a woman and said that to her. You do not have the balls.
I think my favorite thing is my radio persona would say that. You guys know me for real. Yeah. I am the most insecure human. I would never say any of the things I'm saying.
You would just be like,
hi.
You're nice.
Hi.
And then walk away. And they'd be like, yeah, that was weird. That drive-by.
What do you
think? Drive-by?
The drive-by hello.
I have definitely done the drive-by hello.
And sometimes that works. My boyfriend picked me up because
he did a drive-by?
Yeah, kinda. He literally ignored me. It was Halloween the entire time. That's what T-Hack says to do.
Gotta ignore him, yep.
And literally made me interested. And you're then
like, what is wrong with this guy?
I was leaving Improper City and he stopped me and said, can I have your number?
And you just go straight for can I have your number?
That's what he did.
And you guys hadn't spoken?
Nope.
But knew of each other?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
He moves fast. Takes me like 4 dates before I get the number.
Gosh. All right. Well, if you've got a great pickup line that we don't need bleeps for, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're looking for pickup lines. And before I get to the phones, I just want you to read the one, but okay.
Yep. Okay. We got several texts. This one.
Texts are great.
Roses are red. Grass is greener. When I think of you, I touch my...
Oh, no. Yeah. Did they say if it worked?
I'm sure it didn't.
Would that work on anybody in the room?
No. No, I would be like, okay, you need to be in prison.
Again, but if it's Benson Boone saying it.
I like to think Benson's a little young for me. Harry Styles is who I would...
Okay.
But if Harry Styles came up to me and was like, yo, when I think of you, I touch my... I'd be like, get away from me.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, can I be there?
Is he Harry Styles or is he a man who looks like Harry Styles?
You just proved every point I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Danielle?
Yai.
What's your pickup line?
My husband used it on me and I was volunteering and he was gambling and he ran out of money. So he picked up a piece of trash, wrote his number on it, and said, hey, bet my number on you. And it was great.
Wait, he stuck it to you?
No, he bet it. Like, he picked up a piece of trash, wrote his phone number on it, and said, hey, I'm out of cash. Can I bet my number on you, babe?
Oh, can I bet? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I thought you said, got my number on you.
Pickup lines don't work to the deaf, apparently.
Okay.
Hold on, explain it to me slower.
Thought it was cute once she explained it again.
Yeah, no, well, it didn't. So, and you married him because of that.
It worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, thank you. I don't think I'm trying that one. Megan.
Yai.
What's the pickup line?
So, I've called about this before, but it is... You have a nice piece of meat. I got to check that out. And then I got poked in the butt with a fork.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. You said that did work?
No, I got poked in the butt with a fork.
We heard that part, but like that didn't make you
it
go,
did not
please,
work.
Oh, baby, okay. Baby.
I don't want to be
poked
in the butt with
him. I had to hold it in and not hurt him and walk away.
Good on you.
Yeah. Did he bring his own fork? Like, what's he?
What was he doing? Just wheeling a fork?
What is this happening?
I was waiting tables.
Okay.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, kind of. Speaking of inappropriate, one of the other texts that I read was, excuse me, do you sleep on your stomach? Can I?
Oh,
my gosh. That's kind of good.
It's very good. Whoa. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Give us your pickup line.
I'm no meteorologist, but I can see you're about to get 6 to 7 inches tonight.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry. Are we allowed to put that on the radio?
No, because he's talking about the forecast in her vicinity. Yeah.
Unless they're in some regions.
Okay.
It's the weather.
The weather.
Do you want to read another text before I go? I thought we were sprinkling every other one or I can go straight in.
We can do another text. Pickup line I used on my husband, but not the first time we met. I'll be Burger King, you be McDonald's. I'll have it my way and you'll be loving it.
Ooh, that would work on
me.
That is so involved.
Hack is blushing.
If you don't know what's happening, you're confused.
Yeah. I already have both apps.
George?
Yeah.
Pickup lines. Please be right. Not meteorology.
Colorado natives will get it more, but is your name Bonita? I don't want to take you back to my casa.
Mm. Oh, I think Colorado not natives get it too.
Yeah, South Park is a thing.
Now that's South Park.
I don't know about that one.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know either.
Or if you speak Spanish.
Oh, right.
Right.
Then you would also.
Are you pretty?
That actually probably would be better if you didn't know about Casa Bonita.
What was, I'm trying to go back and forth every other text one. What was the strawberry one?
A man came up to me at the grocery store looking for she was looking for the best strawberries. And he said, now all you need is me and a can of whipped cream.
Ooh.
Mm. Frankly, you don't need the strawberries for that.
It's true.
What just happened? So then I should just stand in the whipped cream section and go, hey, what you going to put that on?
It could be me.
Oh, my God. Tori?
Yay.
What's your pickup line?
It was a guy saying he was celebrating his new job that came up to me. And I said, congratulations. What job did you get? And he said he's a licensed sex instructor, and that for me the first lesson was free.
Mm. I want to punch that man in the face.
Did it work? Bargain? Did it work? Yeah. TX such a couponer.
Yeah. Is he still offering it?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is one of the weirdest subjects we've ever tackled. Right now, we want to hear what's in your car.
Right.
But if you call and say first aid kit, you're not going to get through. It's got to be like right now, the amount of noise my car makes when I turn corners.
What is in your car?
I have 24 cans of stupid witch's brew from Alani.
Oh. Like, and why have you not taken those from him yet?
Because she drove to the Walmart in Brighton and bought her own. So then I'm like, I'm torn between hiding these from her for...
Those can be like office ones.
Maybe I'll just bring them up later. Yeah. But it just sounds like I got a dead hooker in the back every time I take a corner because it's like... Ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk. It's
why just would like, you know what that sounds like, Slacker?
It's a very distinct sound. Yeah.
His neighbors are used to it.
But like, I remember a long time ago, there was somebody who had a rollover off of 470 and they were like a medical device salesman. And like their debris field had like syringes and speculums and all sorts of like, and you're just like... I'm sorry, but it was weird because if you're just driving by, you're like, wait, what happened?
Oh,
wow. What,
if you don't see the car itself.
So if you got in a wreck, it would just be, what are these cans?
Energy drink that Erin was afraid she's not going to be able to get enough of.
Because they're a seasonal flavor and they're so good and everyone knows it. And now it's not a secret anymore. So you have to stock up on them.
So if you got in a crash, you'd be like, that guy really had a problem.
Right.
Oh my God. That's
for me. Because there's times where, like, I roll around if I'm doing stuff. Like, I knew I had a gardening project coming up, so I had shovels in the back. I bought shovels, and I had, like, the underlayment, the plastic and stuff.
You had tarp?
And, yes.
So it looked like you were murdering someone?
And rope.
I have a bad habit of leaving shoes in my car for, like, a long time. Years and years ago, I went to Stagecoach and I wore these little white cowboy boots and they hurt my feet so much. I threw them in the trunk of my car and they were there for years.
Why?
Well, what if I need to
what
them?
If I need what? To cowgirl up?
Uh-huh.
But you don't...
And there were other pairs of shoes in there as well.
So that's your weird thing is you have...
Like... Yeah, none currently because I got a new car.
Mm. And you didn't transfer. Good for you. Way to have a boundary.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a car at the time that I got my new car. So when you took them,
okay. Well, congrats.
So did you ever do the switch? Did you ever go to the trunk and switch the shoes, like put them on?
No.
Okay. But you still had multiple.
Yeah, I was just ready, just in case.
I just think there are people who have like pieces of a nuclear reactor.
What?
Just like chilling in there?
Just like your job. If your job is like at Lockheed Martin and it's just like, yeah, I've just been carrying this one piece with me. Like you probably, or the triggers for a nuclear bomb. Like, you know what I mean? Like people have weird crap in their car.
Yeah.
I don't want this to fail miserably.
I still have my snowboarding gear in my car.
That's asking for someone to rob you.
You never doing? Know when you're going to pull over and see a nice hill.
In August?
I don't know.
Or in any month outside of like.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You never know.
I want him to be weirder than that. Do you think people are going to have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got what some do you have?
We got some weirdos listening.
Okay, if you're a weirdo and you have something that will blow our minds in your car, please let this not fail. We want to hear the weird crap riding around with you. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was very nervous because I had to stop by your house recently and I have something real weird in my trunk.
And you said that and I don't.
I'm glad you didn't notice because it's hard. It's weird to explain.
Is it a cardboard cutout of Slacker?
Close, kind of. I forget that it's even back there, but in my trunk, there is a pillow that is bigger than I am.
What?
Of a skeleton. A straight up skeleton, like a bigger than life-size skeleton in my trunk.
Why?
Because it's not Halloween yet, but we saw it and we're like, oh, our kids will love that. So we bought it and it's kind of a surprise for them. So Leo, if you're listening, turn off the radio.
Already said it. You was going to turn off the radio after the thing.
It's just been in my trunk forever now. And
that's
just
so creepy, man.
I forget and I'll go to my trunk and I'll open it and it's like, oh.
That is exactly what we're looking for. Yeah. Because you have to worry. Like if you get in a crash, a body is going to fly out.
They're like, that's a skeleton guy. Yes, and I didn't want you to open my trunk, and you're like, what? What is this?
Am I next? Do you think that I somehow make a habit of just walking up to people's cars?
I don't know.
You parked in my driveway. It's my eminent domain. I get to search your car.
It feels like that. It feels like it should be open to you.
Also, what are your kids going to do with this large pillow?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We plan to set it on like one of the benches in the house as just kind of a decoration.
Okay.
But it's... I don't know. If I remember it, it might just be in the trunk all season.
Like, is anybody in this room? There's nobody in this room. I went through a little phase where I was a prepper.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. Yeah. You can be a little bit of a prepper and be fine. Like, have an extra pair of clothes.
Aaron, snacks, and I'm not calling you a tramp or anything, but I know you went through a phase where at any given time, you were like, oh, I can change like four times today if I wanted to. You roll with clothes.
I did, yeah. But that was also at the time where my sister was in and out of the hospital, so I didn't. Right. I don't know where I was staying that night.
You feel
night.
Bad now,
and she pulled the sister card to shut down the...
Don't worry, those clothes came in handy at other times. Right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Walk of shame is no thing for Aaron. She's got extra clothes. All right.
Or what about like filled Gatorade bottles in the back, you know, if you're a trucker?
Filled?
Something
ew.
Like that.
Oh, gross. I've never understood why you keep it.
Yeah, what is
what
that?
What are you supposed to do with it?
That's a biohazard.
You can just throw it in the trash, right?
If you're in an accident.
You guys don't understand how this works. Nobody gets it. If you keep it, you're dumb. And I hate people who pee.
You
and
don't
then,
throw it out the window.
You do.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then on to other cars.
You don't throw the... Like on my walks.
You empty it?
You empty it.
No.
You hold your arm as far away from your car as you can because
you're getting dribbled.
You're peeing all over the side of your car. But yeah, you absolutely empty it. I don't want to ride with my pee. There's a reason I just peed in the bottle.
Yeah. Get it out. Reuse the bottle.
Yes!
He's green, Erica.
You guys need help.
Here's the weird thing. I don't always have Gatorade bottles. I just have little water bottles. And this is difficult. Because you're just...
No,
you
have to, we didn't need
there
to know.
There is target practice happening where it's almost worse because you're just like...
What song is next?
Let's get it.
It's not difficult for everyone, Slacker.
All right. What is the weirdest, please call. What is the weirdest thing? If anybody's still listening, I'm sorry. I don't always empty pee. Sometimes I empty my water bottle.
I don't need to know more about your pee.
But I just want to know if you're driving behind me and I'm dumping a bottle. Sometimes it's just the hot water from my car.
All those bottles you get back there.
Yes.
Empty them now.
Those are BJ's bottles.
You've never looked back there, Erica.
No, I don't go behind the board. It's not my place.
Okay. Weird stuff in your car. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the weird things in your car.
Like the thing that you'd be embarrassed if you got in an accident and it ended up in the road.
Yeah, okay.
Or if the police pulled you over and they were like, they just happened to catch it out of the corner of their eye.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. This guy, hold on. I need to figure out how to do this. We haven't used this in a while. This guy needs a little VD.
Voice disguiser.
Yeah, sorry. Robert.
Hi, y'all. So this will be a fun one. Okay. I have, I don't know how I can say it on the radio, but it's a personal device. Oh. The monitor calls them a Bob.
A Bob? A Bob. Oh, yeah. Battery operated, buddy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a Bob just in my car, you know, in case you're on break.
You just what? Just in case you're on break?
On break? Yeah, oh, just in case I'm on break. For what?
I'm overdue for a break, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
You just have it sitting where? In the passenger seat?
No, I'm civilized. I have it in the glove box, you know.
In the glove box.
Okay. Mm,
okay. Yeah, of course.
Right, yeah. And man, if that just...
Yeah, you just never know.
Do you keep your registration in there, too, so when a cop pulls you over, yes, and you have to open up the whole glove
license
box?
License and registration, and you're like,
I could get out of a ticket. It'd be great.
I don't know that that's...
No.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm pretty sure that's how
all right. Thank you, Robert.
Try and let us know.
Sterling?
Yay.
What's in your car?
Hi. I have a collection of...
A collection of...
No, you cut out.
Oh, no.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, now yes. We can. A collection of what?
I have a collection of cowbells.
Oh, just any. You might need it. You never know.
Mm.
And more cowbell.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make? Cowbell.
It's gonna make a great sound when she crashes.
Why are you willing her crash into the universe?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll make it cool. Like,
whoa!
Oyster cult.
How did you start? Collection.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, growing up, I played soccer, and my parents would bring cowbells to all of my games.
I get it now.
And I have since taken ownership of my mom's car, and the cowbells are still in here 15 years later.
Oh, my gosh. And now there's no way you can get rid of them. That's
yes,
so cute.
Yes, okay. And you don't have to get rid of them. Just bring them inside.
No, they're a part of the car now.
Aww. Okay. That's cute.
That's cute.
Thank you. Much better than... taking a break with the last guy.
Yeah.
Christine?
Hi there,
Yai. What's in your car?
Well, it's my roommate's car. He is a wound vac salesperson, and he has a silicone bear butt always in the back of his car. And
he
it's
is
very
a
freaky
what?
Yeah, I didn't hear what kind of salesperson he is. He's a what kind of salesperson?
A wound vac.
A what?
He's a wound vac.
And what is that?
Oh, my sister had one. They're like, they're vacuums, but they're covered up. And so they help heal big wounds faster, like open wounds.
And so why the bear butt?
That's where I'm confused.
Unrelated.
I bet it's the demo, right?
Yep, exactly.
It's to show how.
Like, but could you have wounds in places other than your bare butt?
Oh, but yeah.
Highly unlikely.
Okay, that's it'd be some splaining.
Right.
Why is there a butt in your car? Thank you for the call. I need to get VD going again here. Candy?
Yay.
You are disguised as well. What is in your car?
Happy time, fun time, raincoats. And,
fun time.
Poppers.
Raincoats, he's talking about.
Oh.
Relations raincoats.
Right.
And poppers and a little blue helper, a little blue pill.
So he's got a party
ready.
Wagon.
Yeah.
Why is it in your car?
Oh, well, because you never know.
Because I work on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and relations time is the scheduling is
I get it,
but I wouldn't be bringing all that to work.
No, it stays in the car. Well,
yeah. So if something pops off, you're just ready.
And so. The blue pill is not a necessity.
Yep.
But if you tried it, you'll always want to use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank
you. I'm happy for you, VD.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all. It's his name is Candy.
Okay, sorry, Candy.
Leslie.
Yay.
What's in your car?
I have three toddler training toilets in my car.
And do you have toddlers?
No.
why would anyone need three?
Great.
They don't all go at the same time. Unless they're triplets, like, why do you, what are you doing?
I was a preschool teacher, and a dad said he had some extra, and I have a newborn baby, and so I said, sure, like, I take all baby stuff, and he has twins, and then he goes, I actually have three, and so that's how I have three.
Do you just keep them in there?
Yeah, I haven't decided where to put them.
Hand-me-down toilet.
Yeah, feels weird.
You bleach it and it's fine.
No.
Yeah.
You bleach it and it's fine.
Oh my God. I think Slacker could use one of them. You don't have to do the bottles
anymore. I'll take the third one. Miguel?
Yeah.
What's in your car?
That's the name of my wife, but she has a habit of leaving a bunch of unfinished like sparkling drinks or like energy drinks.
Your wife is my fiance. In my car, in his car, in the office, everywhere.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is the season everyone refreshes everything except their blinds. People put it off because they think it's complicated. But at Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it's not. Right now, you can save big during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 50% off site-wide. Huge savings on special buys, plus a free professional measure now during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota. Let's go places.